Understanding the entity should help us identify risks, whether due to fraud or error, but it will help us understand the risk. It will help us understand the entity's internal controls and thereby just give us a basis for designing and implementing responses to the risk of material misstatement. So how do we go about understanding our clients? Well, we need to get information about the relevant industry and any regulatory or other external factors. We need to understand their operations, their ownership, who runs them, the types of investment that our client makes, the way it's structured, the way it's financed. We need to understand their accounting policies, their objectives, their strategies, their business risks. We need to measure and review their financial performance, and also we need to look closely at the internal controls. Now, once we've got all this information, we then consider how the general business risks could impact the financial statements and if they can lead to a material misstatement. And the information that we use to get all this stuff could come from us, from last year's audit team, last year's audit working papers, from the partner, from industry experts. It could come from outside, industrial surveys, Companies House, the internet, credit reference agencies. It could come from the client themselves by discussion, by observing them, from their website, from their advertising brochures, or it just simply could come from you in terms of your past experience.